Today's daf is daf Zayin, and we're holding the last two lines of Vav Amud Beis, and we're continuing to talk about the wonderful sugya about the din, a person who does the first Be'ilas Mitzvah on Shabbos. Is that a problem or not? Big shaila that we spoke about at some length yesterday, and now we're at the end of that sugya. And the Gemara asks the kasha on those that aser, those that say that you're not allowed to do the first Be'ilas Mitzvah on Shabbos. Why would it be aser to do the Be'ilas Mitzvah on Shabbos? Either because you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Dov Hashem Mischaven is aser, or you hold like Reb Shimon, that you hold even though it's a Mekalkel, but this Mekalkel is also aser, and so on and so forth. Like we had in the Gemara yesterday. So the Gemara asks, Mosad Rabami. Hamapis mursa b'shabbos. Mursa means what we call today a pus pimple. Pus pimple, that you have a lot of pus which is coming together in a pimple. All you have to do is prick it with a needle and boom, all the pus starts running out, starts flowing out. So hamapis mursa b'shabbos. Im lasis lopeh. What's the reason why he is now pricking it, penetrating, opening up this mursa? If it's because he wants to make a peh. Pem means he wants to make like a doorway, like an opening. That's his intention. Then he's chayiv. What's terrible about making a peh? If you look at Rashi, three lines from the bottom, imlas lepeh shemischaven liapoisa. He wants to make it pretty because it looks pretty ugly, this pus pimple. V'liyos lepesach zeliyoy mochar. Not only now to get out and extract all of the pus, but this should stay there for tomorrow as well. Why for tomorrow as well? In case any more pus develops, that it should all flow out. As well as he wants to open up this area to the air and to the sun, so that the air and the sun should come in and should dry up this entire area, so that the pus should stop and it should all be finished. So this is not just at this moment he wants to get the pus out, he wants to make this into a permanent fix, and he wants to put a peh. So what's so terrible about making such a peh? Zot Rashi chayiv, shu mesakim pesach. It's as if he's going and carving out a doorway in a house. B'chai mishim boina. You're going to tell me, boina? Come on, boina has to do with houses. It doesn't have to do with flesh. Yeah. The ashchan bin yubalichayim dechziva yiven esat tzeila. Kodesh Baruch Hu took out the tzeila from Adam and Rishon and created from that chava. So you see that when it comes to flesh and blood, that also has a status of binyan. And therefore, making such a pair, you're chayv. However, says the Gemara, he didn't want to make any permanent fix. All he wanted to do was get out this pus. Tomorrow is tomorrow. We'll worry about it tomorrow. But we'll worry about today. Today he just wants to get out the lecha. So he makes a little hole and it comes streaming out. That's potter. That's all right. And normally it's potter avalos. But Rashi says over here that this potter is potter or mutter.
You mentioned earlier with the needle.
Yeah.
That was the top needle. Does it with your hands, your fingers?
I'm just giving that as an example. I don't know that there's any difference between one and the other. Anyway, so it says in the Gemara that it men alecha is potur, and what the Gemara's kasha is that l'choyah the same thing should apply to the inyan of psulim, and the Gemara is assuming, Reb Ami is assuming in his kasha, the psulim is also like the Gemara said yesterday. We had a shaila: what's the status of the blood? Is it mifkid pocket? Or is chibure mechper? Mifkid pocket, said Rashi, means that it's like contained in a container. And all you're trying to do is open up the cap of the container and get out the blood. It'll just flow on its own. Or with chibure mechper, you have to go and make a chabura, you have to make a wound so that the blood should start running. So the Gemara is assuming, like the tzad, that it's mifkid pocket, that it's just like the pus which is assembled and gathered inside this little pocket of the pimple. So too, the dam psulim is also collected together in a container of sorts, and all you do is opening it up. And if that's the case, l'chayr should be potur. Ever the Gemara, there's a difference between a pus pimple and between dam psulim. Hosam pocket v'okir. Hocha pocket v'le'okir. It's taka true that both of them are mifkid pocket. Even according to that man, the Yomar, that it's collected together, a collection of blood, like a collection of pus. The difference, however, is there it's pocket the okir. What means that it's okir, says Rashi, that it's not absorbed any longer within the person's flesh in the person's bones, in the person's blood. It's all just assembled at the top of the surface of the skin. By the psulim, some of it is taka in a container, if you will, but some of it is still nivla, it's still absorbed in the walls. And therefore, to extract it, you still have to do some breakage, if you will. Look at the Rashi, second line, hasam gabi lecha, pocket konus biyachet, taka assembled and gathered together, the akir kuloi min abasar, none of it is still absorbed. All of it has already been ne'akar, it's all been uprooted. All you have to do is prick it with the fingers, as Mendy says, or with a needle, and get the lecha out. But hachadam psulim pocket uvaloyakir legamri. I agree with you, even according to this mandiyoma, that it's mifkin pocket, that there is a collection of blood, but it's not totally ne'akar, ala nivlak tzaspik solim. Part of it is still absorbed within the walls of the woman's erva. Avo bishenem chuba kishar dam evarim. I agree with you. It's not like regular dam. Elakonus miudoyim lemachuberu shenem muchan lotzeis kalecha. So what the Gemara is saying is that although we had yesterday in the Gemara, it sounded like black or white, meaning that it's either mifkid pocket or it's chiburi mechber. Rashi, according to the teretz of the Gemara, is making a hashtikal compromise that it's taka a little bit like lecha, that it's konus. On the other hand, it's a little bit like the inyan of regular dam evarim, that it's you have to go and extract it and squeeze it out from the body to get that blood out. So that it's somewhere in between. Anyway, what's the halacha vayter? Can one or can one not? So we had a machloikis yesterday, Rav and Shmuel, we had two lishoynes, who Rav and Shmuel hold. But the Gemara says, now Rav Ami shorah lemivu betchila b'shabbos, Rav Ami says, mutter, you are allowed to be boiled the first time at Shabbos. What about writing a ksuba? Now nowadays we write the ksuba in advance. It appears from the Gemara that they used to write the ksuba after the fact. And if that's the case, how can you write the ksuba? Shabbos. So if you can have the first be in Shabbos, then they're going to continue to be husband and wife without the benefit of ksuba. Oh, you're toydechnish. Amalahu, sirbami sinishka problem. What you have to do is, a person who wants to be boiled in Shabbos and they did not write a ksua beforehand, he should, during that Shabbos, give her a whole bunch of metaltalin as collateral, hand over some jewelry or something, so that she has it in hand, and then after Shabbos they'll write a ksuba, and then she can give back the metaltalin. In the meantime, she'll have something gzuntite, some sort of collateral, in case, chas v'sholem, something goes awry. Rav Zvid also was matir, and Ikud Yamri not only was matir for other people, Rav Zvid gufei bo'al betchil b'shabbos. Rav Zvid himself, he had his chasana on Friday afternoon, and he was boiled for the first time on Friday night. Rav Yehuda shor lemivul betchil b'yontif. Rav Yehuda was matir to be boiled the first time on Yontif. Now the question is this Yontif davke lafuke Shabbos? Or this was the Maaseh Shehoya that he was matir on Yontif. And in fact, there's a machloikis between the Amoraim, what was the story with Rav Yehuda. And the machloikis is between Rav Papi and between Rav Papa. It's Omer Rav Papi Mishmei Derava. Lo yitem bi Yontif Dishari ha b'Shabbos Asur. Don't say that the reason why Rav Yehuda was matal mivul on Yontif is because Dafkan Yontif and not in Shabbos, because as we know, Yontif is more kuladik in a number of respects, and so therefore Yontif and not Shabbos. Do what the level of a Shabbos, not Mishari. The same thing as Shabbos. So why did Rav Yehuda matar be Yontif? There was someone who was getting married on Erev Sukkot, Erev Shavuos, Erev Pesach, whatever, and the first Be'il was going to go and be on Yontif. He said, yeah, Mutalach, Mutalach. Had he asked him, what about Erev Shabbos? He would also said Mutalach, but the Shalom was the Gabi Yontif, and that's how he passed it. But the same thing applies to Shabbos as well. That's what Rav Papi said. Rav Papa Mishmei D'Arav Amar, beyond the Vishari, B'Shabbos Istaka Osur. What's the difference between Yontif and Shabbos? It's only Rav Papi and Rav Papa. My Daitach. What's your Svara? You're holding me Teirich Shehutrech Habur L'Teirich. Hutre Nami Shaloi L'Teirich. I know what your Svara is. The Mandiyama that holds that you can go and do it both on, that you can go and only on Yontif and not on Shabbos. Remember, Rapapa was the one that said it's only be Yontif and not on Shabbos. Rapapi says to Rapapa, I know why you think it's only on Yontif. Because you hold that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matir certain things letzairach, what chabura was he matir letzairach? That on Yontif you're allowed to go and shecht. Everybody knows you're allowed to shechtun yontif because of the mitzvah of oichel nefesh. Acha sheyuchel chol nefesh, he levad the yusel lechem, you're allowed to do melechas oichel nefesh. Aha, so you figured, since the Torah was matir, chabur letzoyrech, meaning for purposes of shechita, so huchanam is shaloy letzoyrech. Now when the Gemara says shaloy letzoyrech, it doesn't mean totally shaloy letzoyrech. You can't go and start going and making cuts everywhere and be moitzi blood everywhere. What it means is that it's not the same degree of tzoyrech, or it's not tzoyrech oichel nefesh, it's for other tzorachim, another tzoyrech for that day. See, if you look at the first full toises here, about 10 lines in, 12 lines in, Mitar Shehutra L'Tzoyrech says, toises pirish, L'Tzoyrech Oichel Nefesh, Mitar Shehutra L'Tzoyrech Oichel Nefesh, by Shechita, Hutra Nami Shalot L'Tzoyrech Oichel Nefesh. U'bavad Shei Tzoyrech Hanoa Sayoyim, Oitzoyrech Kiyah Mitzvah, it's got to be something. The toises brings a number of cases from other places in Chas. You want to go and carry a cotton lemoiloi, Sefer Torah Likreis boy, Lulav Lotzeis boy. All these things are not Tzoyrech Oichel Nefesh, but it's a tzoyrech also. It's a tzoyrech for either dvar mitzvah, hanos, nos aguf, some sort of hanos. But it's got to be some tzoyrech. So when Gemara says shaloi the tzoyrech, doesn't mean shaloi the tzoyrech. Totally means shaloi the tzoyrech oichel nefesh. So he's saying the reason why you're saying that this only applies on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos, because the same tzoyrech that was matted to do the shechita, to go and shecht an animal or an oif where there's plenty of blood coming out, so the same tzoyrech also was matted shaloi the tzoyrech oichel nefesh to be moitzi the blood of the dam psulim. But Shabbos you're not allowed to do shechita, so you're not allowed to do dam psulim. So he says, if that's your svara, el meyata mutter lasis mugma biyontif, are you going to say that you're also allowed to go and heat up mugmar? What exactly is mugmar? So Rashi says, mugmar is psamim alo eish legamer es hakelem v'es habgodim. Whenever they used to go and finish off a brand new suit or a brand new dress or a brand new piece of garment, so to go and make it kishmak and to make it wonderful, they used to go and put it over some ala eish so that it gets a nice scent, and then people that come into the store and they smell the garments, oh, this smells fresh and smells good and gishmak, and then hopefully they'll buy the garment. So the question is, are you allowed to go and do that on Yontif? Would you say also, since the Torah was matzah havor letzayrich, you're allowed to go and cook on Yontif? So therefore, to namish lo letzayrich, so you're allowed to go and cook these psamim also on Yontif to have the mugmar so that the begodim should smell delicious and people should go and purchase them. So are you going to say the same mitoich to go and be matir mugmar? On Malais, he said, how can you compare the two cases? Alech omakra, acha sheyoche lechol nefesh, dabra shava lechol nefesh. What means dabra shava lechol nefesh is Rashi? This inyan of the mugmar is only limifunokim. Mufunaka means a person who is a mefinik. What's the word mefinik? My father's Chan of Rucha said that perhaps it's related to the English term finicky. Person who's not, he wants to have something fancy schmancy. He doesn't want, no, that's for the amchayin. I want to, ah. So he's a mugmar, he's a mufunakim, he wants to have something on the highest level of, luxury and all whatever. So your regular, normal person doesn't need that mugmar, he doesn't want to pay the extra $5 that it smells so fresh and smells so good, he just wants to buy it. So therefore, since it's not Tavish al-Chol Nefesh, that's why there is no heter. Masha Enkin, the Inyan of Be'ilas Mitzvah, Tchadvar Mitzvah, and also Tzhanoa for Yontif, etc., this is Shah in Shavu al-Chol Nefesh. Yeah?
But if it's Mugmar and it's for purchase, it's Yontif. How are you purchasing something on Yontif? If it's like the final thing.
So I just gave that to dramatize and to explain why a person would want to do it. But most people in the good old days didn't have stores where they go and sell 3,000 different types of suits size 38 and size 40 and size 42 and long and short and all that. They went and nothing happened. I don't want to keep you in suspense. Anyway, but the point is that a private individual, when he or she made and finished off weaving a brand new garment to make it nice and fresh, they would put it over the mugmar. So now the wife wants to go and present her husband but has a fancy schmancy garment on Yom Tov to say, ah, you see the Kovid Yom Tov made you a new malbish. Maybe he made for her a new malbish. They're doing it on Yom Tov to make it smell good. The problem is that you're not allowed to do mugmar. Why not? Because it's not a double cholish nevish. This is only for the chushiva people. Regular amchayidin don't need this beautiful scent. They're very happy with the pants or with the suit, even if it doesn't have such a fancy scent. Anyway, so bottom line is, you cannot go and compare the case of Be'ilas Mitzvah, which is a tzoyrich, it's not a tzoyrich oichel nefesh, but it's a tzoyrich, to the case of Mugma, which is not a tzoyrich for most people. What happens if a person wants to go and check an animal on Yontif so that person should have plenty of meat to eat, and he doesn't, for some reason, he doesn't have cows and he doesn't have any sheep, but he has a tzvi, and he wants to go and check the deer and make a delicious venison, and it's going to really be delicious, and he's going to call all his neighbors, venison, givaldi, givaldi. Anyway, the question is, this is the ultimate of a shein and shovel chol nefesh, because this is very expensive. The average individual doesn't have deer at home, because you have to pay for it very dearly. And therefore, the average individual doesn't have it. It's not a shovel chol nefesh. Are you going to tell me now they're going to shecht the tzvi on Yontif? Nobody ever said that you can only shecht sheep and you can't go and shecht the tzvi. Amalei anot doba tzvi chol nefesh ka amina. Tzvi tzvi chol nefesh. He's saying, I'm not focusing so much on the l'chol nefesh, I'm focusing on the dover ha-tzir l'chol nefesh. What means dover? Dover means food. Any type of food is necessary for all nefashis. Yes, it's true that the average individual doesn't go and eat from deer, because it's very, very expensive. But average person does eat from food. And therefore, since deer is within the food category, that's why it's totally mutter to go and check deer. Mashenkin, talking agabi mugmar, since the average individual doesn't need that his begodim have this wonderful scent, therefore it's only considered to be for the mufunakim, it's not a dover ha-shovel l'chol nefesh. Therefore, anor dover tzir chol nefesh, tzvi tzir chol nefesh. In terms of the category of food, it is the chol nefesh. Om Rav Yanka Baridi, hoyre Rabbi Yochanan b'tzaydon, osa libel b'tchila b'shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan was machmir, and he said, do not do be'ila on Shabbos. What's the reason why? Either because he held, like we said in the Gemara yesterday and earlier this morning, either because of the end, then he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a dovish einim eschavin is asur, or he holds like Rabbi Shimon, that this makalkel is all too asur, because a kilkel, which is choyvel, is asur. Anyway, bottom line is, he passed in the isur. And now, the Loshana Gemara was hoira Rabbi Yochanan b'tzaydon. And now the Gemara doesn't focus so much on the substance of Rabbi Yochanan's psak, as much as the lashon of the Gemara, that the Gemara uses the expression of hoira. Right, Gemara umi ikka hoira li isur. Would you use the term hoira li isur? What's the problem of using the term hoira li isur? So Rashi says a very simple svar. Anytime a rav or a dayan or a poysik has a shala and he doesn't know how to paskin, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to go and be machmer. He said, since you're not sure, you got to be machmer. So hayra is really if you're being moira liheter lihakel, and that's why the Gemara says in other places that koyich that teira adif. Not that we mean koyich that teira adif, as some people have manipulated the Gemara to suggest. Yeah, one should always be mekel because koyich that teira adif. Koyich that teira adif just means that a person who is a responsible poysik and he's able to come up with a heter or a kula, that's a groise chachma, because this person obviously is not afraid to go and be mekel when he feels that that's the halacha. The halacha is to be mekel. To go and be mekel for the sake of being mekel, that's a person who is, unfortunately, a person who does not have sufficient yira shemai. But a groi zeher l'chayid, who after going through all the poskim is able to come up with a kula. Oh, you see? Koyich de teirat. So here, Rabbi Yochanan was machmer. It doesn't take much to be machmer. I'm not sure, well, yeah, you know, best thing is to be machmer. So the Gemara says, that does heis tahira. Look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amid. Umi ikka hiro li isur. Says Rashi, umi kori isur. Hoira to aser, you call that a hoira psak? We should call other brishur lahachmer. Anybody, you don't have to come to a chief rabbi to be machmer. Anybody can be machmer. But oiser ein zes michas dvorim. It's not that he psipsi soymech on a chuver b'kivayga chuver some soifer on this taz and a shach shafil menasavik shein alacha brur loy. Even the case he's not sure what to do. Who bava oiser? He'll say, you know, since I'm not sure, the best thing is to be machmer. Avla matir soymech al shmu wasoy. So hayra passed rather for a psak lahakel rather than a psak lahachmer, because you don't have to go and go through all the dark hayra and go through 1,000 svarim to be machmer. But to go mimekel, oh, for that you have to go through 1,000 svarim to come up with the proper psak. So, Frank Timara, do we find the term Hayra use the Isser? So, Timara, and yes, we do find the word Hayra the Isser. Where? But not. Hayra Besilu, Shetehe Nazira, Oid Sheva Shonam Acheres. What is the case over there? This case is talking about Hilni Amalka, and the Masa was that her son went out to Mulchama, and she was very nervous that he might not come back. And therefore she made a neder that if my son returns from the Muhammad Mir Tashem Bishalaim, then I'm going to become a Nazir for 7 years. And when Hilni Amalka said that, she was in Chutz Laaretz. And she in fact redeemed her pledge, and in fact her son came back, and she was a Nazir and Nazira for 7 years. After that, she came to Eretz Yisrael, and Basil said, you have to be a Nazir another 7 years again. Why does she have to be another 7 years again? Because the 7 years in the Ziris and Chutz Laaretz was not, Ola did not fulfill your pledge. Why not? After all, she didn't drink wine for a full 7 years. Because one of the major aspects of Naziris, as we know, is not only the refraining from drinking wine and cutting hair, but you also now let up be metamel amesim. You have to be, and if a person, why is metamel amesim? Because in the good old days they had a special din, their special gzeira on the Eretz Amim that it's kulei tamei. So therefore, since she was out in Chutz Laaretz, it's as if she's sitting in a Beis HaKvaras the entire 7 years. And Naziris wasn't Chal, Zayigit. So therefore, she comes to Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, she was an Erlecha, and she for 14 years. She was a Nazira 7 years in Chutz Laaretz. They made a Gzeira of Tumas Eretz Amim on Chutz Laaretz. They didn't make a Gzeira of Tumas on Eretz Yisrael. Apparently in Eretz Yisrael, the Erlechid were much more makbid about burying only in Batichai. Now you're right, nowadays, every Muntig and Donishtik you read about that they started thinking out exactly when they have the big demonstrations, which are paid for by people in Chutz Laaretz who like to make a lot of that Taradamas, and later they can demonstrations, they put in ads, and Mamacht, and Mekonis, this is later. Anyway, but the point is, first of all, many of those may be Goyim and not Jewish. There's no way of knowing for sure, because you look at the, you can't tell any longer. That's number one. And number two, it could be that these were 100% Batei Chaim, but over the years, as our enemies came into Eretz Yisrael and kept on destroying Eretz Yisrael, so buildings that had been built up all were collapsed, and they all covered over ancient Batei Chaim. So now, when they keep on digging out and they want to build these skyscrapers, and they go deeper than just, you know, a little nothing, they go 2, 3, 4 stories in, we find now Beis HaChaim. So at that time, the Beis HaChaim was up on the surface, you saw it. Afterwards, over the years, it got full and full of stuff on top of it. But Lamaisa, in Chutz Laaretz, they weren't makbid to Dafka bury in a cemetery, but in Eretz Yisrael, they were makbid, and therefore there was exerted to Musa Amim on Chutz Laaretz. And therefore, Basil says, you gotta go and be a Nazir another 7 years. So the halacha is an interesting, fascinating halacha, but the interesting thing is it says, Hayrua Basila. Now, ain lecha chumra gedolim izu, that you have to be on a zira for another 7 years. Maybe you can find other chumras too, but the point is, this is a gebaldi chumra. And nevertheless, it says a word of hayra v'inami, and I'll show you another example. Ki had the sign you state in the braisa, chuta shedra shenifsak berubay. If a chuta shedra of an animal was nifsak berubay, roiv of the chuta shedra. Chuta shedra, of course, means the spine, gesundheit. If roiv of it nifsak was cut into or cut open, then it becomes trefa. The animal has the status of a trefa. Dimi Rabbi, azoit Rabbi gizot. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer afilo nikev. Even if it wasn't nifsak, nifsak would mean that it's a nice cut, which cutting through the spine. Even if there's just a hole in the spinal column, it would be trefa. Why? Because the animal would not be able to continue living for any extended period of time. Because as a result of that hole, some of the spinal fluid is going to leave, and then the whole spine can fall apart and dry out, and the animal will die. But the point is, Rabbi Yankiv was makbed even a nif. Now, Rabbi initially was a makel. He said only if it's nifsak berubay, then it's a trefer. Rabbi Yankiv says, I'll fill a nekiv. Subsequently, Rabbi Kirabiankiv, Rabbi was always machmer like Rabiankiv, and even though mitzad ikaradin he held that it was berubay, nevertheless, when a shayla came in front of him, he would say, we should be machmer like Rabiankiv, I'll fill a nekiv. Now, he uses also the term of hoire. So you see that the word hoire can be used not only for a kula, but even for a chumra. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Now, just the Gemara just adds on, do we take a paskin like Rebbe or like Rebbe Yankev? From Rav Huna, ain't halacha Rebbe Yankev, even though Rebbe was taking machma like Rebbe Yankev, but halacha lemaisa, it's nifzek berubai and not nikit. That's what Rav Huna added. Okay. Now, how did we get into this story initially, to this all hoira? Because the Gemara quoted Rebbe Yankev bar Idi said, hoira, Rabbi Yochanan b'tzaydon osur liva b'tchil b'shabbos. See, Gemara says, hoira is for chumris, isn't hoira just for kulis? And we don't know, hoira is for chumris as well. Now the Gemara brings another version where you don't have the whole shaila. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak masni hachi. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, this is how I learned about Rabbi Yochanan's psak in Sidon. Sidon is the name of a place. They say it's Sidon in Lebanon, as I zukman. It's Omer Rebavo, Shol Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaakov de Mintzur, as Reuchen mit Sidon. Rabbi Yochanan was in Sidon, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaakov of Tzur asked him the following question. Gesundheit. Vanoah Shami, and I was there, and I heard the whole Shak Libertaria. That's what Rebavo says. I was there when Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaakov asked him, and I heard. What did he ask? Ma Liba Betchila B'Shabbos. Amalei. Awesome. He said, no, you're not allowed to. So not that it was Hoyer Rabbi Yochanan B'Tzaydan, but I was there at the story when he asked him, he said, it's awesome. But Halacha Lamais V'Hilchasa, Mutaliba Betchila B'Shabbos. One is allowed to, after this whole extended discussion for the last 2-3 days, one is allowed to be boiled Betchila B'Shabbos. Shabbos, and if I'm not mistaken, that's the halacha lemaisa as well. Yes.
This whole idea about being that it's a chiddush to say you're given a hayirah for a chumrah.
Right.
I mean, the chiddush is not that all you made a kula where you matir something that was also to begin with, or you're pushing like a. Not like Isser Beheti, but like binding and unbinding, like you make it mutter. You have sometimes like someone takes a chumra that's inappropriate. That's also like you have to be murray to them to be not stick to chumra.
Okay. The Gemara is just concerned textually the definition of the word hayra. And the Gemara is assuming the word hayra has in it a connotation of not just the issuance of a decision, but it's a decision with great due deliberation, due diligence, like Lahavdil, the Supreme Court issues a decision of 118 pages. Wow, they had to go and turn over Shemayim Baretz to come up with the psak, whether it's a kula l'chumra. So the word hayra, at least the Gemara's Havamina was that it's of that type of caliber, that you really had to go and spend days and nights and months and years to go and figure out to go and aser. The Gemara says to aser, I can aser in 1 second. What's the halacha? I'm not sure. It better be machmer. Better not to use it. Right? So that's the easy way out. For the cooler, that's where you have to really put in all your time and your effort and your due diligence and go through all this forum to come up with a cooler. So the Gemara was concerned about the word ayra. The Gemara says, yeah, no, the word ayra can be used interchangeably. It doesn't have that type of deep, intensive meaning that you have to put in hours and days and years and whatever to come up with a psak. It means a psak is a psak.
In this scenario, though, it's a big chiddush to say, because there's a chiyuv of a bialas mitzvah.
But the 7 days a week, you don't have to get married on Friday night. You can get married, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
But now that they got married Friday.
So that's it. And the question is, are you allowed to, not allowed to? So how you Rabbi Yochanan b'tzaydan that it's mutter. So See, it's aser. Bring more hoira, amar, pasak. What's the lashon hoira? So Mar says hoira. You can use hoira even for an iser, not only for a heter, for chumra.
Because
even
it's mutter, he had to go through all the swarm to see why it was aser.
Very good, excellent. And we continue on. Zog Mar Yetzvayit. Now we come up to a brand new sugya, Rabbi Isai, and this sugya is, if you will, more geshmak. I'm going to start talking about sheva brachas. What brachas do you make? When do you make them? How do you make them?
Well, I guess why not?
Oh, you have to discuss it somewhere in Shas. So.
Okay.
After
the beer. After the beer.
Well, actually, nowadays we do it before the beer, but that's okay. Anyway, let's go to the third wide line. Amrav chelbe, amrav huna, amrav abba, barzav, the amrav. Achas psula vi achas almana, tuuna bracha. The bracha that we're talking about is, Rashi says, birchas chasanim, and the one the Amud Beis is going to tell us birchas chasanim, meaning the sheva brachas that we make under the chuppah, or that we make throughout the week of sheva brachas. So this din of sheva brachas applies both to a psula, a girl that was never married before, and almana, even a girl that was married, and twice in the Amud Beis says, lavdak almana, same thing applies to a grusha, the word almana is lavdak. Okay, so all women that get married, they get sheva brachas. That there is no din of sheva brachas by an almana. kan babom. By the way, when we say sheva brachas, we're not talking about 7 days of brachas. We're talking about the recitation of 7 brachas. Whether you're going to say the 7 brachas only 1 day, 3 days, 7 days, that's going to be discussed in the Gemara shortly. But we're using the term sheva brachas, we're talking about the recitation of 7 brachas under the chuppah or at the end of benching, like you have at a sheva brachas. Anyway, getting back to Gemara, did Rav Huna say that achas psul v'achas almana? Well, Rav Huna, the same Rav Huna said almana ain't a tuna brach. Almana doesn't have sheva brachas. Sorry, bezoy is the chastira Rav Huna on Rav Huna. The Gemara like kasha can be bachur shenosa almana can be almain shenosa almana. It was a bachur with an almana, even though for her it's already the second time or the third time. But as far as he's could be, but as far as the bachur is concerned, for him it's the first time. Since it's the first time, boom, you do say sheva brachas. When did Rav Huna say almana ate it to the bracha? For both of them, it's already the second time. He's an almana, she's an almana. Then you don't have the sheva brachas. Great, Gemara, if almana shenos almana, loy, is it no sheva brachas? Imbe almana shenos almana, bom Rav Nachman omali Huna barnasin tana minayin lebirchas chasanim ba'asara. What's the whole makar that the sheva brachas you always have to have 10? Very often you come to sheva brachas and you're not so many men show up. And especially if there are no panim chadoshes, is it panim chadoshes? You have to have people, agans gesheft. So you have to have 10. How do you know you have to have 10 for sheva brachas? Shenemar, it says in the pots, v'yikach asora anoshim, mizikno ir, v'yoy meshvupoi, v'yeshevu. And what was this case over here? Boyaz was about to go and be miyabim, the Ashes Machloin Ruz, and he was an almana. I'm sorry, he was an alman and she was an almana. How do I know that he was an alman? So Rashi says because Chazal tell us that Boyaz is also known as Ivtson, and Ivtson had Shloishim Banim Ushloishim Banois. So although at this time, unfortunately, Boyaz was an alman, but he had already been married before, and he already had children from previous marriages. Aha. That's as far as he's concerned. Rus, of course, we know was an almana. She was originally married to Machlai. So they, both of them were an alman and almana. And that's the whole makar for the Bechasan Basara that they all got together for the 10 people. For what purpose? To go and say Shem and Brachas. Zayt Mendoch and Alman. Tomorrow, Uboy is Alman, Shiros Almana have, Efthimara, my Inatuna Bracha. That's that we said that Rav Huna said that an alman with an almana, there's no bracha. What does he mean? My enetuna bracha the Yomer Rav Huna. The enetuna bracha kol zayin. For 7 days you don't have sheva brachas. Av yom echad teuna bracha. The first day when they're getting married, meaning when they're having their chuppah, the chuppah, yeah, they do have sheva brachas. Later on there's no sheva brachas, but out there, under the chuppah, yes, they do have sheva brachas like any normal wedding. There won't be 7 days of festivities. 1 day they have sheva brachas. I feel my Lord Sanya shocked to Chacham al Tekanus Bnei Yisrael. She he sameach ima gimel yomim b'mai. What was this Gemara? We had this Gemara a couple of days ago where the Gemara was explaining. In our Mishnah, we went at great length in the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Gabi Psula, the Psula is Nisus, Liyom Harvi, Yom Harvi, and the Gemara told us a whole bunch of reasons. The Gabi Almana doesn't say in the Mishnah why. The Gemara said the reason why Ban Almana, they're supposed to get married b'yom ha-chamishi, so that they should have companionship, the chuzen kala, 3 days straight. Why? Because this way, he's going to marry her on Thursday. They're going to live together Thursday night, which is already Friday. And then, of course, the next day is Shabbos, so they have 3 days straight. So therefore, there's an inyan of simcha by an almana for 3 days. So, frankly, we'll be mine. What is this din of simcha 3 days? Iba bachur, a bachur is marrying an almana or amra shiva. By a bachur, you said since he's a bachur, he was never married before, so he should have 7 days of sheva brachas. Iba alman, if you're talking about an alman with an almana or amra shiva, you said there's only 1 day. So where does this 3 days come in? So the Gemara and the Havamin obviously equated the din of bracha with the din of simcha. That just like simcha is either 1 day or 7 days, 3 days or 7 days, the same thing is bracha should be 3 days or 7 days. So how did you come up with that an alman only has a bracha 1 day? It's iba yisem ba alman yom echad lebracha ushloisha lesimcha. The iba yisem ba bracha sheva lebracha ushloisha lesimcha. What the Gemara is saying is that bracha and simcha are not the same. By an alman yom echad lebracha ushloisha lesimcha. An alman who marries an almana, then there's only one din of sheva brachas. When is sheva brachas? At the time of the marriage, you do sheva brachas under the chuppah. And that's it, boys. No more. Yes, there is a din of shoktu that the still the chusin kala the former alman and almana, who are now the newly young wedded couple, don't have to be young, but they're now the newly wedded couple, they should stick together for 3 days to instill a great degree of simcha into their marriage. And for 3 days straight, he doesn't go to work, she doesn't go to work, ah, I give all the yisimcha. But the gavi bracha is only one day. The Iba Yisema Babachar Shiva, Shiva Lebracha, that a Bachu who married an Almana, there is a din of Sheva Brachas 7 days straight, 7 days of festivities and Tzudas, and Sheva Brachas, yeah, yeah, Shlosh L'Simcha. But nevertheless, the mitzvah of going and being Misamecher, you only have a din of 3 days they have to be together. So 3 days they have to be together, companionship, but then after that he can go to work for the next 4 days, and every night he comes home from work, they can go and make a Sheva Brachas.
This is not, you're not referring to Absula though. Absula will be, she also.
This is all Almana, Almana. The only question is difference between a bocher in almana or a bocher or an alman in almana. Frank, you more amazed, Chalvat Efrayim. Mavorchen lepsula shiva uli almana yemechas. It says that you, mavorchen, meaning you do shiva brachas for 7 days by psula, and almana only one day. Now, it just says almana, it doesn't say what type of an almana. So the Gemara assumes all almanas across the board. It makes no difference an almana that married a bachur or an almana that married an almain. My love, afilu almana shenisses lebachur, that there's only 1 day and not 7 days. So tomorrow, like li alman, it's talking about an almana marrying an alman. Avil lebachur, my what's it? Then marries a bachur. Then it's takashiva, 7 days. Pretty much, hachi listni mevorchen lepsula shiva. Ul almana shenisses lebachur shiva. Ul almana who marries an alman yemechad. Why did we leave out this case of the almana with the bachur? Everything more milta the psikit tani. The brayso was telling us definitive, concrete rules where there are no loopholes and no exceptions. That what the leka psula the batsam shiva. There's no case of a psula which is less than 7. All psulas across the board is always 7, regardless if the husband happens to be a bachur or an alman. The cover the psula you get 7 days of sheva brachas. For like almana the batsam yemechad. There's nothing less than yemechad by almana. Yeah, yeah, there are almanas which are more, but the minimum is 1 day. So therefore, the brayso is telling us the minimums on both sides. Okay, gufa. Omer Rav Nachman Omli Hula Bar Nosan Tana. We learned in the Braisa, we quoted this in the Amud Aleph. Minayin Lebrichas Chasan Basar. How do you know that every time you want to make Sheva Brachas, you have to have 10 men? Shenemar Vayika Chasar Anoshim Litnei Ir Vayoyim Shvu Poi. Boaz collected 10 people, and he said, all of you should sit down. Vayeshevu, what was the reason why he gathered 10 people? Because he wanted to go and be Miyabeim Rus. Obviously, the Masa Yibum itself is done b'seiser. So what do you need the 10 people for? For purposes of the bracha, for the Birchas Chasan.
Interesting.
Mesechus Yevamos, we never went through this, whether there's a bracha or not. And nowadays, Abba Shaul says he's supposed to make a chalitza anyway.
Right.
But Nidra Banan, you go and do Maimer. So presumably, a person who's doing Yibam B'smanazeh would also presumably go through the normal Maimer, Metachopa, and the Gantzi Gishef. But you know, you don't, it's not Matsui. When's the last time you went to a Yibam Chassan? Yibamis, we never mentioned it.
We never mentioned Yibamis because we're marrying in a really formal way.
That's why, no, that's why Ksubis follows Yibamis to go, we get Kishma. Yibazokti.
Didn't you say in the case by Rus, he had kids already? It was like a real case of Yibam?
I'll mention us Almana. We call it Yibam, it's not the classic form of Yibam, because the classic form of Yibam. Sorry?
It's like a borrowed term.
It's not fully borrowed. There's a Rambam that says in the good old days that the word Yibam was more extensive than just brothers and brothers-in-law. In other words, we in the Torah talks about brothers being Yibam, only a brother passed away and the second one takes over. But if you look in Rus itself, it says we want to go and find the closest relative to go and go and be Miyabim. So it's not in the classic sense of Yibam, but to go and be Lahakim Lach of Shame, because Machlin passed away, who's going to go and redeem the name and restore the name and all the rest? So they tried to find plenty of money, he wasn't interested, so therefore Boaz took over. But Boaz wasn't the brother of
his. He was interested in the field, he wasn't interested in the girl.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess
but,
so.
But in
that's why Abba Shaul said you have the chalitza.
All the halachas we learned last Masechet that they wouldn't necessarily apply in that situation because it's just it's more like a.
I mean, the third degree and the full not, scope of Yibam. No, it's not. Not the same thing.
Not
the same thing. Anyway, if you look at in Rambam in Hilchas, uncharacteristically, Rambam talks about the history that Yibam initially wasn't just two brothers, but it was also other family members to go and try to restore the name and restore the mishpacha. Anyway, but the Masa, so that was the first Bechas Chasan and Basara, you learn from Bayas. I have another Pasik. This Pasik is a Pasik in Tilim, and it says, when you want to go and give a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's got to be B'kohol, particularly if I'm talking about Mekor Yisrael. Mekor Yisrael is referring to Piri Verivya, that comes from Mekor, from the woman's womb, that's the Mekor, therefore you have to have a Kehillah. Now the question is, what's the definition of Makhelos? How do I see 10 from there? So Rashi says, because we find in Bamidbar, at one point it says, Hakel Esu Eda, Hakel Esu Eda, so Hakel and Eda go together. And Eda we know has to be 10. How do I know Eda has to be 10? We learn from the Raglim. Ad Mosai La Eda Haro'o Hazois. And how many Miraglim were there all together?
There were 12, but 2 were good guys. And Eda Haro'o.
So 12 minus 2 gives us Eda. So Eda is 10. So therefore you have Hakel Esu Eda. Hakel is all to 10. So Hakel Esu Eda is now all to 10. So Makel is all to 10. So the Makel is Baruch HaLakim. You want to go and bench Hashem Makar Yisrael, you got to have 10. So L'chayr, both of these psukim are wonderful psukim, and of course we're going to ask, why does the each man the Yama doesn't learn the other pasuk? Rav Nachman was the one that learned pasuk number 1, the Vayikach Asar Anoshim from Boyaz. Rav Avo learned pasuk number 2 from Makelis. Rav Nachman, Bahai Kro, Rav Avo, my Dorish, what does he use that pasuk for? Back in Parshas Beshalach, when we learned about the Shira, we shouldn't think that only the Labadika people said Shira, but even the Ubrim, the fetuses inside their mommy's womb, also said Shira. How do I know Shinemar? Makilis Baruch Hashem, Hashem Mekar Yisrael, even inside the Makar. Even when the fetuses that were inside the Makar, inside the mommy's womb, they were also Baruch Hashem, they also went and said Shira to the Baishalam. Oh, very beautiful drasha. The Idach and the other man, the Yama says, Mkin Le Makra, Mi Beten, Maim Makar. Aliske Mekar. If you really meant a reference to the fetuses inside, it should have said the word beten, even though beten we normally use, I think, for stomach, but I guess there must be other places in Tanakh that beten is used as a term for a womb. So therefore, that's what the term should have been, since it doesn't say beten, it says Mekar, it really means my drash al iske Mekar, that when they're getting married, you have to have 10 people for Sheva Brachas. What does he do with the pasuk Rav Nachman by Boyaz? Because after all, we're talking about Rus, and everybody knows Rus had a family name. Was Rus Hamoyavia? Meavia, statement soil, Levi Amoin Meabakal Hashem, Chas Shalom, how's Boyaz? Boy was an Elechid, he was a Novi, and he was a Godel Ador. I'm sorry? How do you know? Because that's this drasha of Amoin Amoin, it's Meavel and Meavis. What's the reason? Why? Actually, kill me, ask him Lechem Amayim, but there it's only Derech of Ish, let's say it's been Derech Amayim and not Derech Isha. Okay, we had that Mesechus Yivomes, as you all will recall. Anyway, but the point is, to be able to pask in this halacha, he had to get together a minyan. So it wasn't a minyan for purposes of bracha, it was a purpose of a minyan to go and darshan this drasha.
For publicity?
Because the Gemara is going to say that in another moment. But the Gemara has not addressed that yet. We're going to address that in a moment. But the reason why you need a 10 to go and darshan a minyan, and therefore, so that Boyaz should be able to go and marry Rus. If you're going to tell me, like you're learning Rav Nachman, that the purpose of the 10 people was dafka for Sheva Brachas, it says in the Pasuk, he could have taken the Bochram, he could have gone taking Yingalat. What do you have to take? The Pasuk of Zikanim? Oh, Zikanim Zokim means Zeshakana Chachma. He had to have 10 groys of Tamid Chachamim to go and establish this law of Mayaviv Loy Mayavis. After all, if Boyaz, who is the Poisek Ador, the Godel Ador, if he wants to go and Paskin, he needs to have a minion of 10 people. And Maxim, he has a bezin of 3 Paskin, so he has to have 10. Well, what's the minion of 10? It's the Chayra Rai to me that you need 10 for Bechas Chasan and for Sheva Brachas. And this is like Barry said before, the Fusumi Milza. Hitaka didn't need the 10 to establish the, to come up with this drusha, a vada that he could do on his own. But he wanted to make a public statement, a public proclamation that people should know that this is Taka of halacha, and therefore he wanted 10 people to be there, and they shouldn't protest, or if they protested, to resolve all of their difficulties in the protest, and then the word would get around town, the word would get around the ganze Welt, that was the psak halacha. Okay, Amalei Shmuel Rav Chana Bagadetoa. What's made Bagadetoa? So Rashi here says Bagadetoa means Baghdad, a city in Bavel. However, Rashi elsewhere says that the word Bagadetoa means Baal Agoda, that he was a Baal Agoda. Rav Chuna used to was a great mumcha on all the Agodas. He knew all the Midrashim by heart. He knew all the Anyankivs throughout Shas by heart. You know all the Agadas. Anyway, so Kedamalei Shmuel Rav Chuna Bagadetoa Poik. The Aisili Be'asara, go and bring together 10 people, the Eimaloch Banpayu, and I'm going to go and tell you in their faces, in other words, in their presence. Now, Mizakal Uber Kana, that if you want to be Mizakal Uber, even though an Uber is not existing yet, it's still a fetus in the mommy's stomach. So I would think that's a Dovah Shulei Bala Oilam, and you cannot do Kinyonim for an Uber. No, no, I'm Mizakal Uber Kana. If you want, you can be Mizakal Uber something. Uber Loi Kana, that you try to be Mizakal Uber, it's still a Dovah Shulei Bala Oilam, and that's why Taka took the 10 people together. To be Mefaris and Milton, that it's Mutter. But the Mai said, Allah is Nishrazai. Anyway, that's the reason why Boyas took together the 10 people, either for purposes of Bechat Chasana, meaning for Shem brothers, or for the purpose of being Mefaris in the din of Mayavi Veloy Mayavis. Okay, Tana Rabban. Lorichin Birchas Chasanim, the Beis Chasanim. Beis Chasanim means when people used to get married, they didn't get married like they get married today in a fancy hall, a fancy hotel, or not such a fancy hall. But they used to go and build a special Beis Chasnus. And the Mor tells us that fathers used to build a Beis Chasnus Libnoi, which means he would go and build them an apartment or a house, which they used at the very least for the week of Sheva Brachas. And if it was a good sturdy house, presumably they would go and live there permanently. But at least it was a home, a house, a hall that they used for the full 7 days of festivities of the Sheva Brachas. You go and bench the Sheva Brach and Beis Chasanim. Here the Beis Chasanim also has another interpretation. It means the Mokim Nisuin, when they had the Nisuin. Of course, today everything goes together, Eris and Nisuin, but in the good old days they used to go and split it up. So in a Beis Chasanim, you used to have the Sheva Brachas by Nisuin. Even if you're just doing Eirusin, you're not at that step yet of the Nisuin, just Eirusin, you also do Sheva Brachas, Mabor Chanoisa. So it sounds like a machloikis, right? Tanakama says only the Beis Chasanim, only by Nisuin. Rabbi Yehuda says even Beis Eirusin. Om Rabbeinu Ubi Yehuda Shanu. The halacha of Rabbi Yehuda is only in Yehuda. L'chor, there's no relationship between his name and the location, but Rabbi Yehuda said in Yehuda, in Beis Eirusin, they altered the Chevi Brachas. What's the reason? Why? Nation Mesiachet Ima. Because they would allow a Chosin Kala, even though it was only Eirusin, to come Lidei Yichud and Lidei Bia. And as Rashi Tosfos both point out, that there's another Gemara that says, Kala B'lei Bracha Asura Labala Kenida. A Kala without Bracha, meaning the Bracha of the Chevi Brachas, should not live with her husband. So therefore, since in Yehuda they did allow them to be Mesiachet, that's the reason why they had Sheva Brachas. Now, this is, of course, always a curious Gemara. Why in Yehuda did they have this minhag? After all, everywhere else, they waited until Nisuin. Why in Yehuda were they Mesiachet? So this is a Meiridik Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, this is related to the Gemara that we had at the beginning of our Masechta, that they had the Hegmon. What was the Hegmon? There was a very evil decree in the Roman times and probably other times, that anytime Jews are getting married, and they always got married on Yom Revi on Wednesday, the Hegman would always come in with his speedy steed on Wednesday morning. He would find out who the Kala was, would go and grab the Kala from under the chuppah, or from the smorgasbord, or the Kabbalah's pan, or whatever, and he would live with her first. Of course, a terrible, terrible thing. Anyway, that was, because that the Brisa said that in many places they were knowing that they got married already on Yom Shlishi. Right. The invitation said Yom Ravi, but they got married on Yom Shlishi, so that the Hegmon, he would be very disappointed, and he already said, I'm not going to bother coming because there's a 50-50 chance if she off Shanish. Anyway, that was the Brisa we had in the Gemara before. The point is, in Yehuda, unfortunately, this was a terrible, terrible Gzeda that apparently was in force, so therefore that the Chosin Kala would already live before, when the Hegman would find out that she was already Nivola, presumably he would lose a lot of interest in coming, because she's no longer Psula. Anyway, so that's how the Mekar for the Yehuda, as we state in Yerushalmi. Getting back to our Gemara, the bottom line is there's really no machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. They both agree that normally you only have the Sheva Brachas at the time of Nisuin, but Rabbi Yehuda adds, but if you happen to be in a place where the minig is that they're ready Messiah and have Bia at the time of Erisin, you do Sheva Brachas at that time too. And the Tanakama doesn't argue with that point. Tanya Idach, Mavorchen Bechach Sanim Beis Chasanim, Ubechaso Eirisim, Ubechas Eirisim, Ubechas Eirisim. Now the question is, the Bechas Chasanim, we know the Sheva Brachas, the Gemara is going to tell us on the bottom of the Amud, but what's the Bechas Eirisim, my Mavorach? So this should be very familiar. Rabban Barab Adah, Varabba Barab Adah, Travai Mishmed, Rav Yehuda Amri. This is what the Masada Kedushin says under the chuppah. Baruch Ato Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kitchanam, Mitzoyis, Vitzivano, Alohad Royis, Vaosalano, Esu Harusois, Vitalano, Esanesuois, Aide Chuppah Vikedushin, etc. So just a couple of artists here. For first of all, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavos alohad royis, meaning that you're not allowed to get involved with an incestuous relationship. You can only marry those women that you're allowed to marry. But asalanu is arusois. Arusois means my own arusa I am osur to go and live with. When am I allowed to go and live with my kala? Vitalonu esanesuois. Now, I'm sure many of you know that the meaning today is we don't just say nesuois, we say anesuois lonu. Because if we just say the word nesuois, chas v'sholem, there could be a thought, vitalonu esanesuois. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's mater means that I can live with all married women. I'm only allowed to marry my married woman. I can't go and marry somebody else's married woman. Chulina chas v'sholem. Therefore, vitalonu esanesuois lonu. In fact, Rashi adds that as part of his pirush. He doesn't say necessarily that that is the girsa, vitalono es nishoiseinu anesuis lanu ayidei chuppah v'kedushin. And that's how we fear us, ayidei chuppah v'kedushin. As a result of the chuppah, now, bishas nisuin, I will be able to go and live with my nisua, but previously I won't be. I know we make this a bricha, brichas eiris, and I understand. And therefore the bracha is telling us the whole procedure, if you will, that even though we're getting married, I'm not getting married with a capital M, I'm only getting married with a small M, because I'm still also on a Sarusite. If I'm not a Yehuda, I'm still also to go and live in my Rusa. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be matal on a Nisuin, I do the Nisuin, and then I'll talk and be munter. But at the moment, I'm still also. Anyway, do you finish off Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin? We continue on Baruch Ato Hashem, so that's a machlokes. Rav Acha B'Rei D'Rav Mesayim B'Mishmei Rav Yehuda Baruch Ato Hashem Mekad Yisro Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin, which is our minhag. However, before Rav Acha, he didn't bring that. It just sounded like Ayidei Chuppah V'Kiddushin, stop! What happened to Baruch Ato Hashem? So this is a machlokes. Mandli chosin midi to have a birchas peiros or birchas amitzis. Just like a birchas peiros, when we make a bayir pre-eitz, we don't finish off bayir pre-eitz. Baruch Ata Hashem, bayir pre-eitz. We just finish off. We don't have the double broch at the end. Birchas amitzis is the same thing. We make on tilas lulav. You don't say on tilas lulav. Yal natilas lulav. Or baruch Ata Hashem on tilas lulav. You just do it one time. Here too, you just do it one time. You don't finish off again. Baruch Ata Hashem, mikad chisra. Oman de chosim, midi de hava kiddusha. Just like kiddush that you make on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, that after you make the langa kiddush, you say at the end, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos, or Mekadosh Sof Azmanim. Here too, you use the term of Mekadosh, Kachon, Mitzoyis, Vitzivano, Alaroyis, Ayde Chuba Vikidushin. So you finish all Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadosh, sorry, Ayde Chuba Kiddushin. As far as the Nusach of the Sheva Brachas, Met Shemoke, let's learn another line, Tuner Abanan, Mavorcha Michas, Son of Basara, we already established based on the two drushes, either of Nachman's drusha, of Boyaz, or Bavoz, Drosh, and Makelois, we establish you have to have a minion called Shiva. On Rabbi Yehuda, we should bow upon him Chadoshes. You always have to have upon him Chadoshes. One of the ten has to be a person that was not previously at the Chasun or at the Sheva Brachas, because he adds a degree of Simcha to the Sheva Brachas. What about on Shabbos? Shabbos, you don't have to have upon him Chadoshes. Shabbos, you can go and have all the same people that were at the Chasunah, even though there's nobody new. What's the reason why? If you look at the bottom, Toys of Ishubah upon Chadoshes, I'm a read upon Chadoshes, in the Kurya El Bnei Odom, Shemar Mishvila Masimcha, Yoiser. It's not just anybody, it's got to be someone who adds to the Simcha. Shabbos, the Choshvin upon Chadoshes. Why Shabbos don't you have that? Because Shabbos itself, to mean by God, there's a medrash that says, Midashilim, Shabbos, the Kurish Borchu, Panam Chadoshes, Borlakan, Noima Shira, Hosanami Marm, the Kurish Shabbos, Besimcha Vesuda. So what the Toys is saying is, it's a very simple halacha, but it's also a very profound halacha. It's telling you that every Shabbos Kodesh is like a Sheva Brachas. Every Shabbos Kodesh you should go and be singing and dancing, and, well, dancing is already a little problematic. But certainly you should go and be singing the Kovet Shabbos, Metagansa Simcha, Metagansa Suda. He's saying the same thing applies to Sheva Brachas. So you don't need a new Panam Chadosh. Shabbos itself is the Panam Chadosh. But it's interesting, Tosis says, Om B'nei Odom Shemar B'Shvilim HaSimcha. So I remember I was one time we had a Sheva Brachas, and the Sheva Brachas was in a restaurant, and they called together nice oilam. However, everybody who was there was a person that was previously at the Chasana, and there was no Panim Chadashis. Question is, can you go and say Sheva? If you don't have Sheva Brachas, if you don't have Panim Chadashis, you can only say the final Bracha. You do say the Bracha Chrita, but you don't say the other six Brachas. Ask a competent Orthodox rabbi. But the point is, you can't say Sheva Brachas. So now, what do? So most people, they do is they go over to the next table and they say, would you mind sitting here just for 5 minutes with Sheva Brachas? You'll be a Panim Chadashis. Toysa says, it's got to be Mar Mishvila Masimcha. Is that Gleich? So I remember we had that Shilas, so we had two people called two Rabbanim on the telephone to ask, we only have nine, what can we do, Sheva Brachas or not? So one Rav, who is a Chassidish Rav, says, Avadi, yeah, and the other Rav, who is a Litvish, said, Avadi Nishta. So what were the Svaris? So the Litvish Rav said, Sheituk Don Toysvis, it's got to be B'nai Odom Shemar Meshvil Masimcha, that person, hey, I don't even know who the guy is. I mean, what's your name? Mr. Smith, oh, well, could you do me a favor? Come on, are you Jewish? Are you going to join us? Put in the yellow. So that, so we ask Chassidish Rav, what does he hold? He says, can you imagine how Tzibroch and the Chos and Kala are that you're not going to make Sheva Brachas? Any Yid that's going to come, it's going to be a gewaldige Simcha for them to be able to say the full Sheva Brachas, and therefore you can go and take anybody.